Listener Nancy wrote, "Hello, folks. Jeff has committed to stop complaining to you about messing up the Sunday programming in the 6 p.m. hour, but I'm not so accepting of this. What the heck is going on that you are unable to see that you have the wrong program before you put it on the air? At the moment, our household is listening to the same story we heard last week about the Roadrunner and Coyote and children's early reading, etc., etc. Radiolab is a pretty neat program, and I can just imagine how good it would be if we got a different one each week. Please try harder. Thanks." As listeners probably realize, we operate in automated mode during certain hours of the week, and Sunday 6 p.m. is one of them. The programs are assembled by downloading audio files from the satellite in the case of an NPR program like Radiolab and putting them into our scheduling computer. We follow the correct procedure, but we should have double-checked that it was a freshly updated program. We did not, and I heartily apologize. Listener Eric Medler wrote, "I enjoy getting my local news from WHQR every morning. I love the talent that you have at the station and feel that your delivery is on point and enjoyable to listen to. The only time I need to change the channel is when I can tell that the on-air talent needs to drink water. Maybe it is just me, but hearing mouth noises during a newscast from a professional, well-versed broadcaster is a distraction that I have a difficult time with. And hey, water is good for everybody. I love the station, and I am a bit of a perfectionist that simply wants to hear the news and not the noise. Please forgive my pickiness. Cheers." Now, if you'll excuse me for just a moment. Thank you. Rita Sapunor wrote in response to a story about women enlistees using video blogs to share advice with other recruits, "I'm extremely disappointed with this story. Considering the U.S. military's abominable record with sexual assault and rape, it is insulting to suggest that the pressing problem female recruits will face is a lack of sources for grooming tips. I have nothing against a sock bun tutorial, but it's irresponsible for NPR to program what is essentially a fluff piece right on the heels of a discussion on extending the draft to include women. I'm sure the women who join the military voluntarily to further their careers and service to their country can handle some dirt under their nails. Unfortunately, a very high percentage of them will deal with far, far worse. The military's complete complacency around sexual violence and the utter lack of justice for the victims thereof." And in response to Sarah Wood's story on author Kirsten Homestead shedding light on women in combat, listener Ruth wrote, "So proud of how Kirsten has represented these women for so long and so faithfully." Last week on Friday Feedback, I read a comment from Patricia saying she would like our pledge drives to be less zany. Gina Gamboni commented on our Facebook page, "I love the zaniness of the pledge drives. It's the only reason I can bear them. A few years ago, it seemed someone at the station tried to keep the pledge drive banter scripted. Very medieval." Well, I have to say that as a medievalist myself by training, I think of that word as a compliment, but clearly that's not what Gina meant. Speaking of Facebook, Steve Lee said this about our business brief story on the possibility of wind farms off our coast. "Comprehensive story. Nicely done." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. Keep drinking that water, and thanks for your feedback.